Shir Ramadan and Baba Kama continued, Chaf Aleph Kislev Hei Tov Shimem Gimel, December 7th, 1982, on Tuesday continued.
A potential Mezabai. So now that I am his Likeach, I should stand in his shoes and acquire not only the actual vested rights of my Meicher, but even the potential vested rights of my Meicher. So Bamet Var Mamurim, if he got this, or the Ziboyas from the Meicher, so then we can apply the principle of Mamor Harishon Sheni Kosu Yitul Yonei. Of course, it's an extension of the principle of Mamor Harishon Sheni Kosu Yitul Yonei, because it means that the Likeach acquires the potential vested rights of the Meicher. But if the son of Ziboyas, he didn't get from the Meicher, he got it from somebody else. So it cannot be based upon the law of Mamor Harishon Sheni Kosu Yitul Yonei. Just because it's biyode, so just because it is biyode to accomplish something, so he already acquires it as if it is accomplished. Where is there such aloche? Stop mistaba that there should be aloche just because it's biyode to create a certain situation. So he should acquire all the rights as if the situation had been created. So he should answer him. Look, he said, "Now, don't threaten me. You want to create a situation? Go ahead. But right now, I want to collect from it." So the Rosh has to apply the Madar Neshtor de Zibuyas only to a case where the Sod de Zibuyas L'chol HaPoches he originally got from the Meicher. So then it can be based upon the Aloche of Mamor Harishon Sheni Kosu. Mashenik de Meiri, he operates with the Lomdes of Rashi. It's on the basis of a forced settlement. So what difference does it make? Forced settlement means that if the situation is such that he can hurt the other Baldin, but he's making an offer not to hurt him, not to hurt the other Baldin, so he can force the other Baldin, he should also give up something. Because the situation is such, like Shtei Svinis, both are equally loaded, both are equally unloaded. So then the situation is such that we cannot apply Din. We must apply Pshar. So one Baldin can force the other Baldin to agree to Pshar. All right. When do we have Minche? Quite what? Just a few minutes. All right. The Afal Gav. Yes. V'ho de Omar Och din zokim shaklem izi buyes nechare v'lo imines do likuches hayne kid Rav Nachman b'feri kam zok di kol di kol ma ma zut chabrid Rav Nachman v'shmed Rav Nachman shtachi v'ayitzal yisemim avon pishik osu v'ishvach in gilom azi buyes v'iton avon chuzoye in ifroi mich yisemim azi buyes v'afil nizok v'afil gav di docher l'irove u'meik l'ik Rabbi Shmuel shenu yetri gil l'ik mebraise d'avon chuzoye di lo ki hilchese di kaimelon ki rabba Kirabakive, Vigama Bayes Virale Kirav Nachman. So he says that this Gemara that says Ishaskes, what does Ishaskes mean? I have it's biyodi to turn over the son of Ziboyes to the Meicher. Then the Meicher will force you to take Ziboyes, and you will not be able to collect from the Idiots. You'll not be able to collect from the Idiots, even though Midraisi. A Nizek is entitled to collect from Idiyas. Why? If he turns over the Shtar Ziboyas to the Meicher, why will the Meicher force him? At that time, then, the Nizek will be forced to collect from Ziboyas. Why? Because a Nifroim Mechosim Mishibodim Bimokim Sheyesh Nechosim Necherim. But, according to the Rosh, so, according to Rove, who says that the aloche of inifroim nichsi yiseimim elomina ziboyes applies only to balcheiv, because balcheiv is midraise only entitled to this. And the whole schus to collect from beinis itakonis chachomim. So memele that takonis chachomim does not apply vis-a-vis yiseimim. Machin kinli gabei enizek who midraise is entitled to collect from yiseimim. So then the chachomim were not mafkia the schus the raise of Inizek collecting from the Yisemi collect from the Yis. So Mele Elikeya from so Inizek according to Rav Nachman, according to Rove, that Inizek is entitled to collect Idiots even from Yisemi. So Inizek According to Rove, a Nizek is entitled to collect from the Kuches also, yes, even though the Mazik has Mechir in the boy. This is what he said. Because the same on this. Why does Rav Nachman say a Nifroim that a Nizek can only collect the Buryas from the same, but with Raisi is entitled to collect, because it is entitled to collect it? Yes, the answer is with Shuntakones I say it, the Tikkun Eilam, the Chachom or Misakein, negated the Raisi, because Hefka Bez Nefka, negated the Raisi. So, because of Takkones I say it. So, Mele, the same thing is true of the Kuches. Mashenkin, according to Rove, who says that where Midraisi is entitled to Ivyes, then there is no Tikkun Eilam. So the other Tikkun Eilam of Nifroim, Chosim, Shibodim, Bokim, Shizm, Chirim doesn't apply to a case where Midraisi is entitled to Ivyes. This is what he said. So our Gemara says that if there is Nechosim, Nechirim, Zibuyes, then the Nizek cannot collect idiots nechosim shebodim, even though midraise he is entitled to collect from the idiots nechosim shebodim. So that must accord with the view of Rav Nachman. But according to Rove, in the case of lokach idiots ba'acheino, he would be entitled to collect from the idiots. Then he says, v'arai v'dvarav Rav Yehuda cholko b'nitzei melikuches. But for Rove, this is the same thing that the Shvar gave the Atme, the Chayim Zok in Meide, they gave him a Kuchet. The Choshen Chachom in Tvei, they said they were a Kuchet. Or in other words, the Shita of the Raivet, the Rabbi Yehine, is the distinction between the Kuchet and the same.